This is so silent.
I had such a good, like, creative intro, and then I was like, no, that's bad. But I was going to be like, Amazon has struck again, and this time is taking over the golf world. They're slowly but surely taking over the entire world. But
they're like a giant virus.
Yeah, they took over golf, so they took over my whole world. I mean,
right. So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about right now, Amazon and their integrated product, AWS, is taking over golf. And so if you guys know what they do, they actually they're responsible for a lot of data collection, statistics, and even like visualization of a lot of things, especially in the NFL and the MLB, I believe, uses AWS. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. So basically what that means is like all those beautiful spray charts that you see when you're watching baseball of all the home runs powered by AWS. All of like, you know, those statistics when Brady throws a touchdown pass saying that the ball was going, you know, 20 miles an hour and had an arc of X degree and all that, that's AWS. And so naturally you'd think the first sport they should have gone to was golf. Maybe it was too hard to get. Maybe USGA and PGA were.
Well, we couldn't get the data before.
True.
Because it's so spread out.
But you just set up a TrackMan, do you not?
Yeah, but you have to have. You have to have somewhere around like 40 or 50 TrackMans.
Right.
Which is a massive data collector. I mean, that's what's happening in Major League Baseball. Their TrackMans are everywhere.
Yeah.
It's all run by TrackMan. TrackMan is a object.
I think actually
projectile.
It's powered by Top Tracer. Top
yeah, I know they're Top Tracer, but like TrackMan is what they're using TrackMan for a lot of it, not all of it. So, but like we're getting to the point they talked about down at the Golf Channel when I was still with them at the previous place I was at in Birmingham. They talked about what's coming. Is there going to be TrackMans everywhere on the golf course? So every shot will be tracked in real time. Exactly how far it went, all the spin rates, everything. From hitting it out of the trees, underneath the trees, to in every single player. That's what they're talking about by going with AWS is the data analytical power of being able to pull all that in and then be able to execute it in terms of real-time consumer usage, as they've said, creating a video game-like experience of the PGA Tour for consumers. Like, insane.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes the watching experience so much crazier, right? Like,
yeah,
it makes it, for me being such like an analytical person and like thinking about shot shapes and trajectories and stuff, like it just makes watching golf so much better to me, because like, you know, he swings the club and then you can't see the ball on the TV and it's just like, well, let's see where it lands on the green, and they pan to the green and it's like it's nice as somebody who appreciates golf and watches golf and plays golf to understand the art that some of these people are actually putting up there. Like Morikawa's fades were just absolutely beautiful last weekend. When
they just these little soft left to
soft
right.
Soft little baby fades. Like they were just beautiful, but wouldn't have been able to appreciate that game, that part of his game, without the help of technology.
Right. Well, you know, it used to be done with the art of a cameraman like following the ball, which was like this like shaky viewing experience.
Which always genuinely impressed me.
Oh yeah, the cameraman being able to follow the ball. And he's only got in a small window. It's like he's
zoomed in a lot.
I don't think it was human. I don't think it's human. I think it's like image processing.
Absolutely 100% human.
No way.
Yes, absolutely 100%. The cameraman used to have to follow the golf ball.
Yeah.
Dude, they must be in like a ridiculous like nice angle. Because think about how hard it would be if you're like equidistant between the end point and the start point, how hard that would be to trace the whole thing.
Oh, that would be impossible. But if you've stood behind a green and watched somebody
exactly.
hit a ball into you,
yeah,
that's the angle they're
okay,
at.
That's
I mean,
gonna be
so
huge.
They're
that's
nailing
human.
It.
That's totally human. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It is much nicer. I mean, I remember growing up, you know, we were talking about the other day, like our first memories in golf. I remember being mesmerized as a kid by that shot of just the ball and the blue sky behind it and going, where's this one going? Where's it going?
That was so advanced. I
but
feel like
now,
that was so advanced for the time.
Yeah,
it was.
But now, like, watching golf for me now, I can sit there and I can watch the TrackMan, the shot tracer, and go, oh, having more understanding of the game, being mesmerized by, dang, he really hit that soft cut into the wind, like showing you the wind and everything. Like, I can appreciate it a lot more.
It adds so much more, too, because now you're not watching a white dot on a blue sky. You're watching the shot shape, You're watching all the statistics going, that come
how many feet
out of
it's moving left to right.
You watch if the player likes it or not, if they hold the pose, if they love it, or if they just, you know, you see the caddy's reaction, you see the player's reaction. You get to see, like, it's like you're there, you know?
Well, it's I think it's helped with the for players, you know, I remember back in college we talked about being able to visualize the shot. Well, there wasn't such a thing as a tracer on a ball flight, so you had to like really work hard in your imagination to try and like imagine a shot shape. Now it's so easy to visualize a shot shape, right?
Because you see so many of them on the weekend,
right? You see it, and so it's so easy. Like, oh, I want to visualize a draw. Oh, I know it. Like, I've had students now that like literally imagine the red line,
the blue line or whatever,
the blue line, red line, whatever. Like, that's so cool. Like. Well, we didn't have that.
I kind of think about that too. With, you know, we've been working on my pull draw. Like, mm-hmm. I imagine that as well. In fact, over here on three, I actually had one today. Hit a 7-iron from the tip, by the way.
What? It's 218 yards or 220 yards.
I hit three.
Pin was close. BPN was on that front corner. I said, I'm just going to hammer a 7-iron. Landed on the front part of the green.
Dude, you hit it so far.
Yeah, you want to talk about hammering a 7-iron? That is hammered.
But it was that pull draw that helped me. But it was also imagining that draw. Remember, we were like, line it up, imagine it to be at this point, and then let the shot shape take over. And it did. And I was just like, that helped me.
It's really cool. I'm glad you mentioned the pull draw thing. I don't even know if this is related to the topic. I don't even know what topic we're on at this point.
AWS, baby.
AWS. We're going to be able to track Jack's shots in real time. Everybody check it out. But people are so afraid. Like, well, I just pull the ball. It's like, what's wrong with pulling it?
Nothing.
If you pull it every time, you just aim a little right.
Wait, hold on. I feel like that statement is great from a golf professional's point of view. Let's not encourage bad behavior of playing your hook or playing your power slice, as they
call
it.
I mean, you need to work on your game, but like, I would be an idiot as an instructor to try and make you hit a little start right push draw, which is what most people hit when they're talking about a draw. There have been some fantastic PGA Tour players over the years. Way back in history, that actually played a pull draw or a push cut. Like, I've seen players play a push cut, which isn't what is taught.
Is that what Morikawa plays?
No. He hits a pretty just stock cut. But there are guys that start it right of where their body's aimed and then cut it. Yeah, it starts out right and then cuts. Yeah, yeah. But if you aim for it every time and it's repeatable and it's not a slice or a hook, but you can play that basic shot. Like, I thought that was wonderful. Let's just leave you as a little bit of a pull player and
pull
draw.
Well, I like
that
too, because it takes a lot more pressure off me when I'm when I'm you know, like, I don't have to hit it. You know, I can hit a dead straight ball, but with that stock shot being that pull draw, like, it's easier for me to just be, there's more room for error in that scenario.
Well, it's less you have to change.
True.
It folds into what your body already wants to do, rather than trying to make a massive change in your movement.
Right.
And, you know, that, and Taylor's experienced that. Like, I try and change as little as humanly possible because I know human nature. Like, changing habits is hard. And I know this is getting away from the AWS, but, like, I'll mention this one point. So people go, man, I just can't get it. Why can't I get it? I said, let's think about this. You're changing a habit. Very simple exercise you can do to figure out how hard it is to change a habit. I want you to take three drawers in your kitchen, in your house, or even in your bedroom. Maybe you're a guy and you don't want to change stuff in the kitchen. Like, take three drawers and move them around. And you tell me how long it takes you to not come back and have to go, oh, yeah, crap, it's over there. Pull the wrong drawer out. It will take you months to not have to think about it. And how much physical skill does that require?
Zero.
Not a zilch. And that just requires you to remember to do it. We're talking about changing a physical habit and remembering to do it. it is incredibly difficult to change a physical habit.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
I mean, I'm not talking about biting your fingers. I'm talking about a motor pattern. So that's why I try and fold into what you already do.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's why this whole AWS stuff is going to be cool. I would love to see if they put swings in with that. Like, you get to see you get to see the shape of the path of the club with the the shape of the ball to see the shot shape, how cool would that be? It's like, wait, I didn't realize so-and-so swung so much over the top to hit that shot or so much underneath to hit that shot.
I think it would also help the amateur learn, you know, what they would have to do in order to pull that kind of stuff off as well.
Yeah.
And that'll be interesting. Be awesome. Imagine seeing the club tracer on Tiger's shot from that fairway bunker where he was behind the tree and he hit that helicopter cut that went and spun 45 yards to the right. Imagine seeing the club tracker on that, like on those incredible rescue shots.
That thing's
going to
be wiping so hard left. It's ridiculous.
Or
just
how
like,
do you know what? The guy
Taylor and I
hit
were
a
actually
punch.
Taylor and I were actually out on the practice tee, and we were just experimenting with shots too. We were playing pig out there, trying to shot shape a bunch of stuff, and like. So, like, Taylor, what did you have? You had that big hook, massive hook.
I've got, like, some massive hook that I used to play. I can't even do it anymore. Scott, you fixed me that good. I can't even physically try to hook it like that anymore.
I'll show you another way to do it at some point.
I would love that. But it was a shot I used to use if I had really put myself in a bad spot left and I wanted to hook it back into play. I would actually set up with my feet at a 45-degree angle to the target and, you know,
whip that club around, baby.
Yeah, that's but exactly right.
I think what we're talking about is actually like really good as far as on the topic of AWS, because I think now the game is actually going to be – it's going to have another dimension that we've never been able to experience before as viewers and as somebody – as people who can't be around PGA Tour players every single weekend. Like, it's just going to be great for us as viewers to be able to use that AWS data and experience the game in a different way and might even change our experience of our own games.
The other thing that I'm hoping will happen, and I know this ties into some of our other topics, and, you know, Elaine, I coach her, and she's teaching here with me, and we've brought in some ladies. But I think it has a chance to continue to bring more attention to the game, both men and women. And with the computing power and influence of a massive company like Amazon – you have the ability to begin to bring that kind of coverage to the LPGA Tour because, I mean, more powerful companies allow you to do more at a cheaper cost.
Right.
Rather than doing it internally, which isn't what the PGA Tour is great at doing. AWS is great at doing what the PGA Tour has been trying to do, which is why the PGA Tour app on your phone hasn't been great. And going to a tournament, remember when Tiger finally won again at the Tour Championship? I was there. And with a bunch of our juniors back in Birmingham, we had like 50 or 60 juniors on this trip. And like trying to get them all together towards the end of the tournament, like you couldn't buy food unless you had cash because all of the computing power that was going on, like everybody's on their phones, all the data is being collected, it's going on the PGA Tour app, like nobody's data was working on their phones because it was just so flooded in that one location. Yeah, yeah. When you have a company like AWS combined with 5G and all that kind of stuff that's coming, you've got a chance to change not only the consumer experience like at home or on the golf course while you're playing, you know, wanting to watch the tournament, but you can – I think you're also going to be able to improve the experience for people on the ground because of the computing power of a company like Amazon.
And Taylor, we were talking about how – you know, the white dot on the blue background, you know, right? Like,
yeah.
But back in the day, like, if you weren't interested in golf, like, that ish was boring, you know? Like,
that dude, that's
yeah,
like,
that absolutely
boring.
That just stuff was boring, man. And so, like, I think what Amazon and what the tour is trying to do right now is, like, giving somebody, first of all, it's nice for all of our experienced golfers out there, right? Like, it's
right,
awesome.
Right,
absolutely. You know? It's awesome. But for the person who might be tuning in and watching golf for the first time, it's honestly mesmerizing to see those guys hit a shot and see the shape and be like, "Oh, I'm getting something that's this small," and I'm making the sign of a golf ball, and putting it 350 yards down the fairway, and like seeing how somebody can do that, like that just might bring. I don't know. I don't think we'll know the effects on the game until another 15, 20 years from now when those kids grow up to end up playing the game. Like,
right, they grew up on AWS
right.
with the PGA Tour.
I think it's interesting, too, what you're going to see with like that data collection and the statistics is that you're going to find stats that might not – I mean, aren't going to be relevant necessarily to the scores or anything, but you're going to find stats that are just cool, like the tour average spin rate off the tee. You're going to be able to look that up. You're going to be able to say the tour average curve of an iron shot or something like that.
Like when he hit this, like the Bubba Watson, when he curved it out from the trees at the Masters, you're actually going to be able, instead of waiting for sports science to do something on it by trying to come up with the actual like formula, like it had to tilt at this many degrees, like they're having to speculate a little bit rather than actually having the data,
the
in
actual
real,
hard data, yeah,
in real time,
which
like,
might be more impressive than what they're projecting,
right?
You know?
Like, right. Oh man, he had a spin rate of whatever, and here was the axis, and like actually to visually display that.
Well, you're connected to the shot, right? So it's not that you're like you're trying to figure out what he did, right? It's not like it becomes less of a question and more of an experience because you know that.
Ooh,
that's,
I like that.
It's right. More hard data, and it's like I am attached to Bubba Watson, and I understand. I can almost feel what he did by what these statistics show, rather than being like, let's speculate what Bubba did on that shot. Like it's going to be super cool to actually understand the physics behind what these tour players
are doing.
I think
it makes it way more impressive,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
I mean, not
it
just like,
the,
you know.
It makes the game look so much more
they
impressive.
They could speculate that he curved it 75 yards, and if he only curved it 20 yards, it's still way cooler to know that.
Yeah.
Think about that
shot on the part, speaking about Bubba. I actually forget where this was. It might have been at Pebble. I don't know, but long dog leg left going into the green, and it's like a hard dog leg left.
Yeah.
Or dog leg left, and he took a driver off the deck and curved this ball almost 90 degrees, it felt like, or 45 degrees. Curved this ball almost 45 degrees and had a roll up right next to the pin on the green.
Par 5.
I'm going to have to find
it. Yeah, yeah.
That was in Hawaii, I think.
Okay, maybe.
I think it was. If you're talking about the par 5 that curves that
he just
smacked it,
hammered, and it was a driver off the
deck. What a shot!
It was a driver off the deck.
That reminds me of another driver shot that he hit. It was a dog leg right hole, and obviously you've got all the signage up around and the spectators around.
Yeah.
Where like, so you can't aim it off the tee. He actually stood between the tee markers. The ball doesn't have to start through the tee markers. He aims it almost 90 degrees to the right. The dog holds a dog leg right. He tries to hit it between,
yeah,
between the signs that are just there for advertising. And had the people move out of the way, goes under a tree, that the tree line right next to him, goes out over another hole and tries to fade it around and plays the hole down another hole.
I was,
but like, can you imagine the shot tracer on that thing?
Oh, yeah.
That would be insane. Like, wait, the hole's over here, and he went 90 degrees this way and then sliced it 60 yards into another hole and then played from that fairway up and over into another hole. That just could be an insane experience to see that rather than just go, oh, he swung it and hit it over there. You don't get to see.
No, oh, yeah, that was cool. No.
I'm talking about my Barstool boys again, but they actually got invited out by Bubba, or one of them did, got invited out by Bubba to go play around at his home track.
Dang.
And he was talking about it after he finished up, and he was like, that man does not hit a straight shot. Like, it's not in his repertoire to hit something straight. Like, he goes, I played 18 holes with this man, and he's taking these insane angles off, and he doesn't hit a straight shot the entire time. Mm-mm. He's just Bubba Watson.
Heck of a lot harder to hit a straight ball than it is to curve one.
But I think more of the story here is like AWS is going to give us a new way to experience the game. It's going to give us the ability to track the game better over time so that in 50 years we have better metrics on, you know, what golf stats really are, which is going to in turn make product better. It's going to make clubs better. It's going to make any way that you experience the game, it's going to make it better over time with better and more accurate statistics.
Well, and if nothing else, if none of that even happens, it can get more people into the game.
Agreed.
And I think 100%. It's going to make golf cool in an era of things got to be cool for people to buy into it.
Which you already are seeing that trend happen in golf.
Yeah.
Especially over the quarantine, right? Like we've seen that happen, and it's just going to be a great era for golf, and I feel like there's
go Amazon.
I feel like there's rare time when we're rooting for a massive company to kind of take over an industry per se.
Yeah, you kind of got to be careful about that.
You
kind of got to
be careful about cheering for it, but in this case, it really does feel like the best move. Really, really proud of the tour, and personally, I'm really proud of the tour. Really proud of Amazon for getting in on this, because if they're going to do anything that's similar to any of the other sports that already have AWS, it's gonna be great for the experience and the future of the game.
Yep.
Well, I guess that wraps it up. Great episode, Taylor. Thanks for joining us. This is the last episode for the week.
Anytime.
So maybe we'll see you next week as well. So this has been all from Scott, Jack, and Taylor from inside the pro shop behind the counter, Franklin Bridge. We'll see you on the next one.
Peace.
We We actually got that time.
That was much better.
Good job, team.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Champions Playbook podcast. Trying to get you to shoot lower scores. The first step to do that, go buy a copy of my book on Amazon, The Champions Playbook, Thinking Your Way to Lower Scores. And no, it's not what you think. You're actually going to think before you hit the shot, not while you're hitting the shot. Well, and I'll also say this. Go check me out on Instagram, at shassygolf. That's two S's, two E's. Shassygolf. I've got all sorts of free content on there. I've got Student of the Week. I'll let you know when all my podcasts are coming available. So go check it out. And I'm here to help you do that very one thing. Shoot a lower score.